July 25. Grace, mercy, and peace. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. The way in which Paul refers to Timothy throughout his letters is striking. He doesn't keep this younger man at arm's length. Instead, Paul addresses Timothy as his beloved child, his child in the Lord, and a fellow worker in proclaiming the gospel. Initially, we might not think that Timothy was an obvious choice to be the recipient of Paul's words or letters, at least not from a human perspective. He wasn't strong or mature, but relatively young, physically frail, and naturally timid, a rather diffident chap who must have looked too inexperienced for what he was doing. When he got anxious, it went to his stomach. He was not a high-caliber candidate. Really, though, this isn't unusual. This is most believers. This is me and you. And yet, Timothy was God's man. He was God's man because God had chosen him. God delights to pick up men and women, including those who are comparatively young, naturally weak, physically frail, or obviously reserved, and say, "This is what I have lined up for you. You're my chosen servant for the task to which I have appointed you." The 18th century evangelist George Whitefield was used by God to bring tens of thousands of people to saving faith, yet he was often overwhelmed at the prospect of his own ministry. Once, on his way to preach in the chapel of the Tower of London, Whitefield records, "As I went up the stairs, almost all seemed to sneer at me on account of my youth, but they soon grew serious and exceedingly attentive." Why did the reaction of his listeners change? The answer is simply that Whitefield, like Timothy, was God's chosen man. How Timothy must have drunk in Paul's greeting, which reminded him of his resources. God had redeemed and commissioned Timothy, and God would supply grace for the trials, mercy for the failures, and peace in the face of dangers and doubts. What do you and I need today? Exactly what Timothy needed: grace, mercy, and peace. All that was available to Timothy is available to us too, so you can lean on God and the provisions He's made for you in Christ. His resources are sufficient to meet your every need and to accomplish every task He calls you to.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotional, copyright Alistair Begg. It's published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.